this is Dr. Masood Chahab dictating patient's name is Thomas Bouvais, B-E-A-U-V-A-I-S, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 9-12-1942. Date of service is 3-28-2024. Mr. Bouvais is a very pleasant 81-year-old male with history of dementia, history of diabetes mellitus, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease, who was recently admitted to Wellbridge, suffered a mechanical fall, was diagnosed with fracture of the left hip. Patient was sent to the emergency room. He was seen in the ER, was diagnosed with left hip fracture, was admitted to the hospital. Patient underwent CT scan of the head as well as cervical spine, which was unremarkable. Patient also had CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Because of complaint of mid-sternal chest pain, as well as periumbilical pain. He has been on Eliquis, on blood thinners, CAT scan showed an acute non-displaced fracture of the left femoral neck. And there were some chronic thoracolumbar compression fractures. Otherwise, no other acute post-traumatic sequelae to the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Patient was seen by orthopedic. He underwent surgery. Underwent left hip cephalomedullary nail. Patient was subsequently doing better, was ambulated with the help of physical therapy, was weight bearing as tolerated. PT was falling. Patient was also evaluated by speech pathology, was found to have mild to moderate oropharyngeal dysphagia. Recommendations were pureed diet, soft, small bite size. His hemoglobin was also low. Patient was otherwise stable. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he's laying in his bed. He said that he's doing better. He denied any complaints of any significant pain. He denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. No other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for atrial flutter, slash fibrillation, coronary artery disease, history of dementia, depression, diabetes mellitus, essential tremor, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypercholesterolemia, history of migraines, history of renal insufficiency, and history of chronic anemia and degenerative joint disease, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy. The surgical history has been significant for cardiac catheterization with stent placement, cataract extraction, left shoulder replacement, left total knee replacement, femur surgery, left, and total knee arthroplasty, left. Social history, smoking, quit 20 years ago. Alcohol occasionally, allergies to penicillin, current medications as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations, he does have history of atrial flutter, slash fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease, a status post-stent placement, no history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. genitourinary. He does have history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. No history of kidney stone. No history of blood in the urine. Neurological. He does have history of dementia. No history of TIA or CVA. No history of seizure. Musculoskeletal. He does complain of joint pains. History of arthritis. History of multiple joint surgery. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran on reactive light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Irregular rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rhythms. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of mechanical fall. Next, non-displaced acute left intertrochanteric fracture, status post-surgery with intramedullary nail. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, dementia. Next, BPH. Next, history of atrial fibrillation / flutter. Next, history of seizure. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of CAD. Next, history of depression. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue with his medications. Continue with wound care. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.